Siegel in the morning with Petch and Amy. And some more football action over the weekend.
Yeah, you know, it's been 8 years. It was on this date in 2007 that the NFL suspended Michael Vick.
Wow.
Yeah, for his involvement in dogfighting.
Time goes real so quick.
They suspended him without pay. They gave him more time than they did Ray Rice initially. So
yeah, and there's still no one picked up Ray Rice, even though he's free to be picked up now.
You know, I was looking at him because who was I watching last night? There was, I can't think of the guy's name. Daniel Rodriguez on the Rams last night. He was actually he's a vet. He did one tour, 15 months in Iraq and 12 months in Afghanistan. He was a walk-on player for the Rams. So he played last night. But he's tiny. You look at Sproles. I mean, that guy, Daniel Rodriguez, is 5'8". Sproles is tiny, yeah. Barner is tiny.
That's tiny for football players.
Well, and they say that that's starting to, it's that they're valuable players because alignment are so big that you don't see them and they just pop out into the hole and they're gone.
Yeah, and they're quick.
Yeah, so, but then, so Ravens lost at the Eagles 17-40. They played on Saturday. I watched the first half of that game.
Yeah.
Barner on the Eagles looked really good.
How did, did Tebow play on Saturday? I didn't see it because I was working Saturday night.
He did. I don't remember him. I know Sam Bradford. I don't know if Tebow played. I don't know if he played in that first half or not. I don't remember. Okay. I just remember Sam Bradford took a hit to the chin. He got a helmet to the chin and got up. That was the only hit he had taken up to that point.
Okay.
And he looked shaky.
Ooh.
And you got to be able to take hits. Mm-hmm. You know, he's injured all the time. He's got crazy eyes. He looks like Ted Bundy. He makes me nervous anyway.
And the,
he's somebody who'll kill you.
Oh, yeah. And the Packers lost to the Steelers. And bad news for Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, they're a wide receiver who's... do you tell me he's the number one receiver?
Yeah.
I know, as a Packers fan, I know that Jordy Nelson racks up a lot of points for them. And he tore his ACL, which sucks to tear to get injured in preseason. It sucks to get injured at all,
yeah,
but in preseason.
Yeah.
So they're waiting on confirmation on that, but he could be out the entire season.
Yeah, and he's coming on the back of a career high last season, 98 catches and 13 touchdowns, and he was Aaron Rodgers' top target last year. And so not good as you're getting ready to go into a new season.
He looks so good in that uniform. He's going to be missed greatly on that field.
Is your boy Clay Matthews still out? Because he took a bit of a knock as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he was out last week. He didn't even show up. He was when they played the Patriots last week, right? The week before this one. And he didn't even show up. He started the last couple seasons injured. He had that big club hand, remember?
Yeah.
That poor guy.
But if you want some more football action, 8 o'clock tonight, ESPN. You got Bengals against the Buccaneers on TV tonight, if that's your thing.
And then I also think, is it tonight or tomorrow that Hard Knocks?
Yeah, I haven't watched last week's yet, and I need to get time. Just haven't had time over the weekend.
Yeah, you got to get on. It's a great show. And then this came out over the weekend as well. Former Baltimore Ravens cheerleader Molly Shattuck, she's been sentenced to 2 years probation. She pled guilty to raping a 15-year-old boy while at a vacation home in Delaware. Now, 2 years probation. Everybody's up in arms over Jared. How dare he sleep with a 17-year-old? This chick begs a 15-year-old, and nobody gets 2 years probation. Where's the outrage over that?
There isn't one.
No,
at all.
It's completely different for when it comes to guys and girls. If it was a teacher, if it was a guy teacher shagging a student, 15, you know, 16, 17 years old. Are you kidding me?
You see it a lot with female teachers.
Like, you do.
Because we get a lot of stuff like show prep and stuff. There's always a ton of them.
And the response is so different when it's a female, an older female, taking it to a younger dude. Every guy responds the exact same. Oh, where was she when I was in school or whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
But when it's a male teacher and a female student, the outrage that happens I don't understand how you can plead guilty to raping. And that's not even just having sexual relations.
No.
You're pleading guilty to raping a 15-year-old boy and you get 2 years probation.
It's called one rule for one and one for the other.
I can't believe it.
It still happens.